Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Judith and I are with you. We are here to hold your hands, here to rub your ankles, here to, you know, whatever you need to do. We'll brush your hair if you want. What, you know, we'll stroke you. We're here to sort of emotionally stroke you for 45 minutes, something
I
like
think
that.
That's rather off-putting.
Well, some people might be very lonely and think that'd be quite nice.
I think people, if they lay off a bit.
All right, we won't touch you. Okay, all we're going to do is we're going to talk stuff into your ears, and that's the only bits of you that we're going to touch. We're going to connect with you through the power of our voices into your ears. What we're going to do is we're going to have a Christmas, post-Christmas catch-up.
Yes.
We haven't seen each other
No,
for
we
a
haven't,
while.
And I'm dying to tell you about the wedding and Christmas, and
we'll
I want
Christmas
to hear about
first,
your... Yeah, go on then.
Because it's chronological order. We
yes.
do Christmas and then we do your wedding. Do you know what we've done on the podcast Older and Wider today? We have foregone a guest so that you have adequate time to chat. The guest let us down. About the wedding.
I know now. I got a bit scared now.
Yeah, you've got to hold this conversation going. You've got 20
no pressure,
minutes to
no
fill.
No pressure.
But that wedding better have been exciting. There better have been at least one fight. We're not on the wedding yet.
They were bubbling under, I tell you.
I bet they were. There was the weddings. Emotions run high.
Yeah.
So Christmas, successful or not? I've got a checklist for how successful was your Christmas. There's a sort of four or five questions.
Okay.
Did your Christmas tree fall down?
My Christmas tree did fall down. It's the first time it's happened to me, but I think we went a bit cheap. And we didn't get, because we had such an expensive time with the wedding and everything.
Yeah.
And I think we didn't get, you know, the non-drop needly thing. We
oh,
got
right.
quite a cheap one from B&Q.
A shedder.
Yeah. Oh, my God, did it shed. But worse than
real,
that...
So it was a real one, shedding.
Real Christmas tree, yeah. So anyway, so it went in the, you know, in the prodder thing. Don't think it went in terribly sort of well, really.
You have to go in deep and
you
hard.
You do. But anyway, first night we had it, okay, put all the decorations on. So next morning I thought, well, I better water it because it's got to last a long time and I know it's cheap. So I went on my hands and knees with a tiny little milk jug. I mean, nothing big or anything. Yeah. And I went underneath the leaves.
Like Holly Willoughby in that advert.
Yeah. And I went and I just put a tiny bit in. And then it was like a slow motion thing. It's never happened to me before, but it just started to go.
Topple
right over. It's slow motion. I screamed at the top of my voice and it went right over.
Do you know what? You knocked the Christmas tree over with your big arse. Basically, that's
but
what
it's
happened.
Just a horrible thing to happen, isn't it? And then of course, it was never really right after that because then we got
it
back
on the wonk.
Up. It was on the wonk. And also, you know, I didn't dare, once we got it upright again, I didn't quite dare to turn it round properly.
So it was on its fat side, showing the fat
no,
side.
Yeah, no, and also the lights were on the, you know, on the back and everything, but Mike wouldn't let me move it round. Girls noticed it instantly. They came in and they said, oh, my God, what on earth have you done with that Christmas tree? All the lights are the wrong way round. And we all had to say, don't touch the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Traumatic.
Oh, my God, it didn't off shed its thing.
I had a non-shedder. I had a very good tree. It was very good until about the 2nd of January when it suddenly... just gave up. It kind of seemed to sigh and go, and then it looked like a woman who'd taken her bra off. It went on the droop.
Did it?
It just totally, its branches just went, it didn't shed. It hung on.
But it droops.
It just
it's its way of saying I've had enough.
It went tits down.
Did it?
Yeah.
And are you sort of floor to ceiling? Is it on
Well, because we were absent for Christmas, we did a small to medium and then put it on a stool. So it was... It was 6 foot, but it was only 6 foot because it was on a stool. It was like a short man cheating. It was like a short man in lifts.
So it was a bit neglected, really. You had it for a few days, did you? And then you all naffed off to Wales,
yes,
presumably.
Yes, yes.
And then you came back when it was nearly all over.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm not surprised it started to droop in a braless fashion.
Yeah. The second question, did you break a tooth on a nut?
I didn't.
You
no.
didn't. Good,
did
good.
You?
No, but Jeff did.
Did he? Did
yes.
he? Did
a whole, it wasn't even a proper nut.
Oh.
It was a Ferrero Rocher.
Was it?
It's soft, aren't they? Is there a nut in the middle of a...
Don't you know what's in Ferrero Rocher?
I don't
Rocher,
eat chocolate. I haven't eaten chocolate for 40 years.
Oh, I don't know what I like in you at all, really.
So I wouldn't know what's in a Ferrero
no.
Rocher.
Well, yes, there's a hazelnut.
Oh,
well,
poor man.
So what did he do? Did it come out in a great big chunk?
I wasn't there. I didn't witness it, but
I
heard
poor
him.
Man. Oh, it's horrible.
I heard him
expensive
having to make an
well.
Appointment with...
Expensive.
Oh, he's not spending his money on his teeth. Not
well, he's
at his
have
age.
It done.
Not his age. I'm not letting him do that. He can cancel that dental appointment and want that money spent on me.
How are your presents? Am I allowed to ask you one?
Yes. Good presents. Thank you very much. I got 2 pairs of Grensons.
What are they?
Well, they're shoes. They're shoes from... I'll pick up a boot now because Daisy, God love her... her face recognised the
oh, she
the
knows
name
about Grensons.
Yeah, Grensons is a very good shoe company and they hand make... Well, I don't know if they're handmade or not. I've just made that up.
Oh, they are beautiful.
They're very
nice
lovely shoes.
Shoes.
And I got a boot brogue and as soon as I put it on, it was like wearing pastry around my feet.
Wow.
Soft,
wow.
Uncooked pastry.
Expensive.
They were in sale. Anyway, yeah.
And so Jeff bought you shoes, so he knows that those are going to fit you, and he knows what you're going
to
like.
He took
oh,
me to the shop,
oh,
marched
okay.
me round. Judith's head has shrunk, and her headphones fell off. I don't know what's happened. She used to have quite a big, fat head. I had good presents, thank you very much. And Phoebe has taken me to see a show.
Oh, lovely. That's the best sort of present.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
time
know.
With, time with your lovely daughter.
Yeah, I know, that's but nice. It's just a memory, isn't it? That's, and people say, oh, the memories, they're the best, but I'll forget it. You know, kind of this bit of me goes, oh, a scented candle, I wouldn't forget that. It'd be there in my face, something I could... Anyway, I'm very grateful. It'll be lovely.
Well, Mike did exceptionally well.
Oh, that's
on
not like
presents.
Him.
Absolutely. It is the first year that I've not had to take
something
most
back.
Most
yeah.
of his presents yeah. back. And I tell you what he did. He went completely off list. He didn't buy me anything that I'd asked for. Because normally I
well,
virtually
good,
buy it.
Do you know what? Good for Mike. Yeah. I'm thumping a table here. Good for Mike yeah. because we have discussed you and your lists. And I bet you gave him a Christmas list.
Of course I did. Well, sometimes I buy things and say, can you give me that for Christmas?
Oh, you've got to let go.
Yeah. Well, but he decided to do that. I mean, you know, I kind
Could
of was surprised.
Disastrous
I was surprised it did work. But anyway, there was a pile of presents for me around the tree. And he'd put things like, you know, for creativity, for your work, for your exercise, you know, whatever. He bought me a fantastic... cycling helmet that's got like a reversing light on the back. Great big red light that goes
you
on and off.
You can't cycle backwards.
You know nothing about cycling, do you?
Thank
obviously.
God. I live on the top of a hill. It'd kill me.
Well, and you live in London, so yeah. Yes, it's probably not a great idea. But no, fantastic, so it means people can see you on the bike.
Yeah.
And then he bought me a set of paintbrushes because I'm always talking about the fact that I'd like to get back into painting. He did that. Wasn't that lovely?
Yeah, that's nice. That,
yeah,
yes.
he
did
really
well.
Thought about it.
You'll keep him for another year.
Yeah, I did really badly on his presents.
What did you buy?
Yeah, well, I'm quite good at recycling, but I sort of did advanced recycling. So he bought himself some socks, I'd noticed, before Christmas, and some handkerchiefs. So I took them out of his drawer before I unwrapped them, and I wrapped them up. So that was kind of, I intercepted. You look really shocked.
I have never... heard meanness.
Daisy looks
meanness like it. I'm absolutely flabbergasted. You took something, some mundane items.
That he just bought himself.
That he bought for himself out of his own underwear drawer and wrapped them up.
I thought it was rather clever.
And gave them him for Christmas.
Yeah. He was asking for them as well. Just before Christmas he said, have you seen that? I've bought myself some socks. I can't find them.
I cannot believe... I hope you've said sorry every minute of every day since.
Well, it was done in with some humour, I thought.
But nothing else? You bought him
nothing
else?
No, I did buy him something else. Of course I bought him something else. Can't actually remember what it was now. I know. Oh, actually, it really was disastrous because he asked for swimming trunks and I bought the jazziest sort of pair of swimming trunks. that he's having to take back. That's the first. He's taking back my presents.
So he opened the trunks and his face fell.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, not even Ellen's boyfriend wanted them. They were so jazzy. And a pair of gardening gloves that didn't fit. So actually,
it's
not good, is it? It's not good thinking about it.
Oh, stinking Santa. Very poor.
Yeah.
But your mind was on other things. We're going to get to the wedding very soon. But we're just going to finish off Christmas. As I say, we had Christmas away.
Yes. And so I know you always do that in Wales. So
we don't always. It's quite a new tradition.
Oh, okay.
It's
right.
Sort of a thing that my sister has access to this place. And she phoned me up, Sarah. The day before we set off, we always have a night in the hotel on the way just to sort of like chill out before we meet the family. And she said, I have to tell you, I have arrived in Wales and the Wi-Fi box is dead. It's dead. Dead as a dodo. And it's Christmas Eve tomorrow and I don't think anyone will come out here. And I thought, no, of course they won't. And she said, and of course that means that the television doesn't work because the television only works on the Wi-Fi.
Oh, I see.
So,
so not just your phones.
And we have no signal either there. You don't have any 3G, nothing.
Jenny.
We have nothing there for 3 days.
It's a detox.
Nothing.
It was a digital detox.
It was total detox. It was, a digital detox that I wasn't paying for and didn't ask for. So that's what I got for Christmas. But,
oh my goodness.
Do you know what? It wasn't that bad.
Right.
Because fortunately, my brother and his wife always bring a projector with them, you know, and a load of CDs. So we were able to play CDs through his laptop onto a projector.
That's clever of him.
Yes, I know. We saw that Eel Pie Island Literary Club thing, which was all right.
Yeah.
And then a terrible film called The Quiet Place. Have you heard of this? Horrible.
No.
It really upset Jeff, my partner Jeff, who's 70. And suddenly I realised that he wasn't there watching this film, which I wasn't enjoying. And I found him in the bedroom. He said, there's enough tension in my life. I don't need to watch that. I wasn't enjoying it. So he was up there with the Ferrero Rocher breaking his teeth. and what was quite nice, there was a nice moment in our digital detox when there was a local pub holding a football match. It was on the television. We'd forgotten what televisions were by this point.
I bet you were.
And the men folk, some of the men folk, went off to this pub to watch this football match. And the women folk, get this, we stayed at home and had a crafting afternoon.
Did you?
I think it was Boxing Day. Yes, it was Boxing Day afternoon.
Whose idea was that?
It was born of desperation. We didn't know how to operate. My brother had gone to the pub to watch the football.
Yeah.
And we didn't know how to operate the projectors. They couldn't do a film. So we, in desperation, we started crafting.
Lovely. I think it sounds fantastic. How many generations?
Well, it's my mother, who Phoebe knits when she's having anxiety, which means that there's a trail of knitting that goes from New Cross to Camberwell, where we live, of sort of started stuff. And then she gets better and stops the knitting. And so there's about 18... sets of needles and knitting.
And where is she heading with it? I mean, if she were to complete it.
No, she doesn't know.
Oh, it is just the mental process.
Yeah, So my mother took over that. And
she did knitting corner.
Phoebe and I were drawing and painting. And Daisy, I had bought Daisy, amongst other things, a pom-pom making kit.
Ooh.
Now, she's 18. I'm sure that, you know, if circumstances had been different, the last thing she would have done is get out her pom-pom making kit. But there was nothing else to do. We're stuck
but
in
very
this.
Soothing.
Oh, lovely. Therapy.
So did you have a kind of workshop going with pom-poms?
We were just round this kitchen table with the drawing and the painting
lovely.
And the knitting needles.
That sounds fantastic.
And the pom-poms and my sister... can't craft because she's too bad tempered. She couldn't join the crafting table.
Oh dear.
You can't give Sarah needles.
So what did she do?
She was in the kitchen banging. That was the thing. Banging pans, just banging things around and stacking dishwashers and banging and doing things like that. Just being very loud and very busy in the kitchen.
That's a shame.
Did we behave well over the Christmas period? I'm asking you.
As if I wouldn't. No, there were a couple of rows. Which I don't think is a bad record, really, given that, you know, we were together for 7 days. That's not bad, is it? Is that
no,
bad?
I'm,
two arguments?
I'm going further than arguments. I'm talking about cases of civil disobedience, Judith. that I want you to own up
to. I think
to.
You know something.
Yeah, I know.
That's my, what you're getting at, isn't it? Yeah. You're going to make me confess to the
petty family
behaviour.
Rows. That's one thing.
Right,
but,
okay.
But civil
all right.
disobedience.
Okay, I'll tell you then.
Pre-Christmas,
I'll tell everybody.
Or was it between Christmas and New Year?
It's before Christmas, okay. And
Christmas
decorations were half done, and I thought, I need some holly. So, and holly with berries on, obviously. So I was walking into the Oxford Market in order to buy some of it, amongst other things. And I thought, well, I'll go through the park because it's lovely. You know, it's actually quite a nice afternoon. So I walked through the park, and there, two or three holly bushes. Not just the ordinary naff green stuff, variegated holly.
Oh, variegated.
Full of red berries.
Clusters.
So in an instant, the idea occurred to me. I thought, I know what. I can walk into Oxford. I can buy a pair of new secateurs, because I quite like a new pair of secateurs. And I could buy myself a big bag. And on my way, I don't have to go buy it from the market. Just get it on the way back.
What possessed you? That is raping holly bushes that belong to the public.
Well, yes. But
you genuinely
again,
didn't know that this is a bad thing to do,
well,
did you?
Well, I thought it was a bit borderline. I thought, well, you know, if I'd been on my bike round the village, I'd have gone into
you'd
the
have pillaged,
hedgerow.
Yes.
And that wouldn't have seemed to be a problem, and nobody would have, I don't think, worried. So, but I did thought it was a bit borderline. Anyway, so I went into town, got my secateurs, got a nice big bag. It's getting a little bit
scavenging
dark.
Bag.
So anyway,
under the cover of darkness. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't dark enough, obviously. So I have a start. I start going there, and then I suddenly became aware of this woman standing watching me. Mm-hmm. And for a minute, she was just standing, taking it in, and then she really let rip. She said, "I have never, in all my days, seen anything as disgraceful as this." She said, "Well, so you're not leaving any for the birds then?" No, for the birds. Yeah, I know. Real drumming down.
How did you respond?
I crumpled. I stopped cutting. Mind you, by then I got quite a big bag. And I scuttled off. There was no defence really. That
you didn't
I could
speak
muster
to her
up.
Or anything.
No, I tried not to look at her. But I did every time.
You.
But every time I looked at the holly, you know, that was round the house, I knew where it had come from, and the shame revisited me.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Well, have you got anything shameful to admit?
I had to write an email of apology just before Christmas to a small industrial estate causing a driving incident whereby everybody that worked on the industrial estate came out of their offices and watched me and a van driver have an appalling stand-up argument.
Well, this sounds a bit juicier than my holly incident. Go on.
No, I wasn't committing anything illegal. I was just doing swearing. It was basically, there's this little industrial estate where a charity that I support, and it's a company called Fine Cell.
Oh, yes,
and
I
they're
know
the
about
ones
Fine Cell.
That give cushions to prisoners to upholster.
Fantastic.
They're a great charity. I basically embroider cushion covers and then I give them to Fine Salt and they give them to prisoners to stuff and make into cushions properly.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Anyway, they are based in a very tricky location in London. I drove in knowing that it was a tricky location, knowing that it was very easy to get blocked in, panicking already about getting
out. What do you mean by a tricky...
It has a little tunnel. It's sort of a very narrow tunnel. Anyway, and once you get in, it's very difficult. There's only space for three cars, and I was the third car.
Oh, gosh.
I'd picked up the cushion and I was on my way out. I was nearly free. Oh, there's a van coming at me.
Oh, my goodness.
And suddenly I froze to death.
Because you wouldn't be able to back through,
I didn't know how to back. Yes.
And I've seen your driving, so I know you wouldn't be able to do that.
No, no. And I absolutely panicked and I forgot how to reverse. I absolutely... totally forgot how to reverse.
So what was the van driver telling you to reverse?
Yes, and I couldn't because I didn't know where to go. And I was absolutely...
Oh, that's frightening.
And sweat was pouring off me. And instead of reversing, I came at him. And then he gave me this look as if to say, you stupid bloody woman. He rolled his eyeballs, he huffed, he puffed. Oh, and he had a little lad next to him that was sort of looking sympathetically at me because he realised.
Yes.
And at this point, it was the roll of the eyeball. I thought, no! No, I am not being told what to do by somebody who's rolling their eye. And I got out of the car and I went up to him and I said, I do not know what to do. I do not know where to go. I do not know how to cope with this situation. Basically, you know, if you want to drive my car, you can put it where you like because I am stuck now. And then the nice lad got out. I went, hi, my name's Adam. Can I sort of mediate here? And I went, oh! Yeah, mediate.
We're already... Did you use that word?
Yeah,
mediate.
Oh, I'd used a C word. I'd dropped the F-bomb. I'd gone mad. I'd gone mad to the point where everybody in our house was out. Anyway, in the end, I drove off. My dad was so high and my temperature was up. And then about half an hour later, you know, I had to pull her to one side and have a little cry.
Oh, Jenny.
Because I was really embarrassed, but I'd embarrassed myself. So I wrote an email. I didn't hear anything back from anybody just saying, I'm sorry for causing such a commotion in you.
But that's a very aggressive thing for that bloke to have done.
No, I was aggressive as well. I was appalling.
Well, I know, but you were literally backed against the wall, weren't you?
I was so backed against the wall in that car that has got no beepers on. My car's so old. You know my car. And I love my car, but I'm going to have to get rid of it because from April onwards, you know, you're going to have to pay more to drive an old car in London. And you just think, how am I meant to afford a new car with all the things that make it legal? And my car's so old and it's covered in mould and I love it very much. But I had to get a man that I know to remove the carpet because it was so thick with mould. So anyway, there we go.
Probably do need to trade that in, don't you? I think what I would have done in that situation is given them the keys and said, well, you're going to have to do it. I can't do it. I just can't do it. But, piggish of him to say that,
though.
He was
a pig.
I mean, and the rolling of the eyes can be very, very inflammatory.
I did another awful thing as well.
Oh, there's more, is there? Go on.
I know the people who the industrial estate belong to, and I did do that. I think you'll find that when I tell so-and-so about your behaviour, you might... Yeah, I did all that.
You pulled strings. You pulled rank.
Awful. Anyway, listen, we have foregone the guest today because, Judith, I'm going to give you the platform. Guest didn't turn up.
I didn't laugh like that. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It covered a bit of space. We've got quite a long time to fill now. We normally do about 15 minutes with the guest. So we're going to hand over to you. You are going to be the star of this show.
God.
The mother of the bride. It's no longer the mother of the bride. The bride's been done. Oh. She's no longer a bride. She's just misses. She's just a missus now.
You're the mum of a missus. All that months of planning. All that dieting.
Was it worth it?
It was worth it. It was fantastic.
Walk me through the day.
Well, no, I have to talk about the run-up, really, because...
Only got 15 minutes.
All right, okay. No, because... So what happened is that she arrived home, and so we had a week before the wedding, literally. Within which was Christmas. Okay, so you could write off 2 days, can't you? You know, we were allowed Christmas Day and Boxing Day off from wedding prep, but otherwise it was wedding prep all the way. So she arrived, you know... stuff kept coming out of the car, you know, masses and masses of stuff, frames, you know, books, charts, all this kind of stuff that came out, you know, all sort of in the dining room. And basically she had a schedule worked out for us, what we had to do every day, apart from Christmas Day and Boxing Day, running up to the big event. So the first day of those days, I can't tell you, literally all day it was, where do you keep the scissors? Well, these scissors don't cut properly. Where are your other scissors? No, well, these don't work. Well, have you got any buckets? No, we need three buckets. Where have you got a metal bucket? You know, it was just like that all day. Where's the sellotape? Where's the staplers? You know that printing that you got done for me? Well, it's the wrong size. Look, it doesn't fit into there because it won't, because it's, I told you to get A3, but you haven't. You've got A2.5 or whatever it is. It was like that all
day.
There's
no A2.5.
Well, whatever. It was like that all day one day. And then it was, and then
did
it was.
Did you lose your temper?
I lost my temper. Yeah, I did. Good. Of course I lost my temper, I'm afraid.
I'd have pushed the Christmas tree over on top of her.
And that, and Ellen got really fed up as well, of course, younger sister, for, you know, for God's sake. Well, honestly, at one point...
Bored now. Was she bored of it all?
Oh, really bored of it? I was starting to get bored with it as well. But, okay, so she got me collecting pine cones, okay, for the all over the summer, in order to put on each table placings, you know,
placement. So people would know what the weather was going
to
be.
No, listen, and because the idea was to write the plate, you know, the name, and it would sit on the pine cone.
Yeah,
and
that slot
would,
in.
Yes, and that would fit in with the antique books in the middle and the flowers and the lights. It was all part
so
of the
great table
big
display.
Theme.
With some grotty old books from
from us with some fairy lights on. So Mike was on doing the fairy
and
lights
a pine
and
cone
the
badger on the top.
And the pine cone. No, the pine cone was not on the top. It was on the favours, you know, with your name card in it saying, yeah. All right. So anyway, so I've got this great sort of, you know, garden container of the pine things that I've been collecting. All right. So they came inside. So I sat myself down and start getting them out. She said, well, that doesn't sound up properly, does it, that pine cone? You're going to have to go through all those pine cones, work out which ones
sit on their own bottoms.
Exactly, sit on the bottom. And then she said...
She's a tyrant.
Yeah, she's a tyrant.
Was the bloke to be...
Oh, no, nothing.
This?
Nowhere to be seen. No, working.
No,
very
she wouldn't
sensibly.
Want him to see this kind of behaviour.
So she said, well, you're going to have to get them shaved off at the bottom. Get down
shaved
to...
Shaved pine cones.
So I put my foot down and said, well, I'm not doing that. Don't be ridiculous. So, okay, so I did an initial sort of the ones that sat up properly, okay, and some of them were a bit wonky. And so then they started to go into the finish pile. So she goes into the finishing pile. She said, we haven't cleaned them. So then Ellen and I...
Toothbrush.
Well, we had a paintbrush, paintbrush each, brushing all the mess off them, you know, into the
squirrel
finished...
Squirrel
crap. Yeah, that's right. Into the finished pile, which then obviously some of them weren't good enough and we had to go and get some more. Anyway, so we got those. And then I was on, you know, name writing, you know, the name, because my...
Calligraphy skills.
Yeah, calligraphy. I was quite... That was quite calming, really. I quite enjoyed that. Although some of the names were
How
very, very difficult. 125.
Right, OK. Did your arm get tired? Were there a few at the end?
It was very taxing, because we ran out of things and then I had to make some new ones anyway. However, bit of a problem with my name cards... Because just before the actual wedding, me and the chief bridesmaid had to go back and check everything for her while she was getting into her frock. And Fran said, oh, my God, there's a problem with the top table. You know, well, first of all, they'd put it in the wrong thing. They'd gone long rather than round. But you know what I'd done? I'd forgotten to put my...
Mike, your husband, the father of the bride, you hadn't put a place for him.
I put two
for you. No, go on.
Two of the father of the groom.
Two in his name.
Because he's called Mike.
He's called what?
He's called Mike.
Michael, so two Michaels and no Mike.
Two Mike Kaplans and no Mike Parker, which is Mike's name.
Did you have to do what
was
that very ugly place?
Yeah, it was a bit Freudian.
Yeah, awful. Just thinking that he hadn't really pulled his weight. And, of course, father of the groom had done nothing but gets two name places.
Isn't that bad? That's terrible, isn't it? So that was a bit of a crisis. Anyway, so, and then we had to make central, you know, Mike had to drive to Birmingham to get the flowers because we couldn't get them anywhere else. He had to leave at 6:30 in the morning. So then we had a kind of day of doing the foliage and making swags that went up the aisle and these central things. And then, you know, I mean, that was exhausting. But amongst all of this... chaos. I went to the wardrobe upstairs to thought, well, I better get my outfit out, yeah, get it sorted.
Let the creases drop out.
Well, you know, better see
if hang it up over a hot bath.
Well, exactly. And better see how the diet's going, you know, can I fit into it, etc. That's my horror. I couldn't find the bag that should have been hanging on it with my handbag in. Found my shoes, mm-hmm, and the dress and the hat, obviously. Couldn't find
Can't lose that hat.
No, I know. It wouldn't even fit in a wardrobe. I couldn't find the bag, with which I'd had customised with peacock feathers to match the hat. Just couldn't find it. So, oh, you know what it's like. And you know what it's like when you keep going back to the place where
can't
you think it should
that
be?
It's not
you can't
there.
Believe it should. So, you know, several new pairs of fresh eyes looking through the wardrobe, getting everything out. Not there, just not there, not there, not there.
This
By
is
which
the day
time,
before the wedding?
No, it was the day before Christmas Eve.
Oh, well, that's okay. Okay.
Well, no, I'm really okay. So yeah, I thought, well, it's lost, isn't it? But then I was too late on to get, you know, fresh delivery of something.
Yeah,
so,
you couldn't
so
order
I couldn't,
it online.
Couldn't order it online. So amongst all this chaos,
Chaos.
Basically, I spent the whole day, you know, going round the shops in Whitney, then in Oxford, collecting bags. And the trouble is, the more bags I bought, the more shoes I had to buy to go with them.
This is an absolute nightmare,
total
isn't
disaster.
It?
Disaster. So I had a dark bag and a new pair of navy shoes. I had, and then I found a colour that, you know, one that was the right colour. And I found a most amazing pair of shoes that were spot on with my dress. But they were too high. I tried those out for a day and I actually couldn't even get up the stairs, couldn't walk in them. So all this saga going on. Eventually, I got my cousin Christine to find one in Solihull. So Mike, poor man, had to go to get the flowers. Then he
Do
had
you mean
to
the
go
bag,
to
the, say, the actual bag that you'd lost, you,
yeah,
a copy
yeah,
of?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And yeah, they got one and all yeah that. So he went there, he got it. And then I had to go to Hobbycraft to get some peacock feathers to put them on to customise it.
This is a film.
So it matched all of that. So I got that. Anyway, it's fine. You know, it looked all right on the day, etc. Guess what? When we were putting the Christmas decorations away, Mike went up into the loft and, of course, there it was. The bag was there. And for some reason it
what
had got...
What done?
Well, I think it had kind of got into the melee of when we were decorating the Christmas tree.
You
I
can't
no idea
blame
how.
Mike. This was
no,
your
I'm not
fault.
Blaming Mike at all. No, I'm not
He hid the bag,
Mike.
Obviously. He hid the bag just to say, he was gaslighting. He was driving mad.
And there it was in all its peacock feather glory. And of course, I should never wear it again.
How many bags did you have to take out?
Oh, it took me half a day to take it all back. I had four new bags and two pairs of shoes. All had to go back. I know, a couple of credit notes as well. And, you know, all the fallout of that. But anyway, so
You'll
that
be
wasn't
buying
great.
Bags and shoes on credit notes the rest
oh,
of the year.
Oh, you know, 2 years probably. But anyway, so but it was the day was gorgeous, 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 gorgeous. And I was allowed to come out before the bridesmaids to the first bars of the music and have my proper walk.
But go
on.
Back to sort of getting ready for the did you have hair and makeup done?
I was the first on first on. Yeah, the makeup lady and the hair lady she arrived.
You should be last because you know as we've got lines and wrinkles it starts caking.
Yeah, I know, but we're the least important, aren't we, which was first. Wow. So actually I had to be up and opening the door to her with my hair washed at 6:15. The time it takes, honestly, Jenny. I mean, the whole palaver is just unbelievable. Just, I would not have credited it. She had a PowerPoint in the end, which she which
what
which
the hair and makeup?
No,
girl.
No, Tiena did, which we had to take to the to the venue to check that everything was right on the tables. You know, she had a PowerPoint. God, she was well organised. She's amazing, absolutely amazing. Yeah. I was exhausted by the end of it. Absolutely exhausted.
I'm exhausted
listening to it. I bet you are.
And I haven't done it.
I did cry a lot.
Did you?
Well, you know, that's in the job description, isn't it? I did, yeah.
Is your face really big and red and puffy in all
Well,
the
I
photos?
Haven't seen many of the photos. I think it might have been when I walked down the aisle. I found that overwhelmingly emotional. Because it's so lovely, because obviously you catch people's eye and then you see somebody who's welling up and then that sets you off even worse. I was a bit overwhelmed by that. But it was lovely. And she looked amazing in her
But when
dress.
You walk down the aisle all weeping,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
causing, you know, pulling attention towards yourself,
yes.
Did you do anything? When did you do your speech?
So Mike got the, you know, Mike kissed her goodbye sort of thing and handed her over to
What's his
to
face?
James.
Yeah.
I got my thing. I did my thing. I wrote something about love, actually, which was quite, yeah, it wasn't bad, really. About, I think, you know, you, love is the answer.
Did you cliche. Find
you probably,
things...
You would probably have been a bit nauseous.
Love. Did you have to find other words to rhyme with love, like dove and above?
Oh, no,
and...
it didn't rhyme. I've never done that. No, okay. Couldn't do that. But it was quite nice, I think. People quite liked it. There were a few laughs in it.
Clap! Did they clap?
They did clap. And then the mother of the groom did a fantastic Philip Pullman poem about love.
Yeah, but she didn't write it herself. Philip Pullman wrote
it. No, but it was bloody good.
Okay.
And then the father of the groom did the John Cooper Clarke thing about, you know, if I was a milk bottle, I'd be your...
I love John Cooper Clarke.
Yeah, he did that really, really well. It was lovely, actually.
Did he do it like that? Did he do it like John Cooper Clarke?
No, he didn't. But actually, I think he did that on the rehearsal dinner in that accent. You did that very well.
Well, I used to know John Cooper Clarke.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Great poem.
I became a poet because of John Cooper Clarke.
Did you?
Yes.
Is he still alive? Is he still writing?
Oh, yeah. He's managed to kick the heroin and hasn't got fat, which is extraordinary. So well done him. Well done you. You're now the mother of a missus. Mm. And we shall watch this space.
Well,
see what happens
next. Wait till it's
your
turn. Wait till it's your turn. I can give you a few tips.
Okay. Well, I think we'll be waiting quite a long time. But there we go. We have enjoyed each other's company. We hope that you have enjoyed our company. We will love you and leave you right now. Older and Wider are going to go and have a little nap. We suggest you do the same. We've been quite exhausting today, haven't we?
Oh, I'm definitely worn out. I'm ready for something to eat, actually.
Starving.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.